Ramban, I think, if you study him carefully, really opens up interesting things in the life of Avraham Avinu and his approach to being the Farsay Hashem and Yedias Hashem Ba'olam. Okay? The Ramban I'm referring to is Veye Bracha. It's in the Beis in Lech Lecha. Okay? But it's based on a whole arichas of the Ramban before. And the well-known Ramban where he shows that Choron was really the birthplace of Avraham Avinu. That was really Eretz Moladeto. So, and he makes it, there's a big Ramban, as you know, in the end of Noach on that. Near the end of Noach. And at first, you know, you wonder why the Ramban is so marach on that. But I think that when you see what he says in Vayei Bracha, you see what that the Arichas wasn't just a matter of geographical or even because of factual importance, which of course is important, but there's much more to it. Because what it really does, what Ramban really does, is it opens up the whole Parshas Lech Lecha like nobody else does. It's pretty amazing. The way he does it, pretty amazing. But I don't know where to start, actually. Maybe we should start from the long Ramban a little bit, just to get a little bit of the facts there. And then we'll go back to the Ramban in Vayei Bracha. We'll do that one carefully, because there he makes a reference again to the first Ramban. So let's do a little bit of the first Ramban. All right, first Ramban is in Noach. It's in Yud Aleph Chaf Ches. By Yom Hasaron Al Pnei Terach Beres Moladeto. Okay. So he quotes Terach Kibel Al Avram Ben Aleph Nei Nimrod Al Shvir Slama Veshlechu LeKivshin Zavaron Yashav Amar. In Avram Natzeich Ani Shalom, Nimrod Natzeich Ani Shalom. It's a famous story that Terach complained to Nimrod about Avram. He threw him to the Kivshin Eish, and Aaron said, "I'll see if he escapes. Then I'm with Avram, and if not, I'm with Nimrod." So then, what happened was that Kishinatz Avram Ola Mishalmi Ato Amol Mishal Avram Mishal Avramani. Ishlechu leKivshin veNisraf, and that's why it's called Lur Kasdan. Okay. Then he goes on, he says like this. He says, V'inyin shekiblu rasenu b'zehu ha'emes, v'inyin mevar aso. Avraham Avinu lo nolad beretz Kasdan. Avraham Avinu was not born in Ur Kasdan. Ki avosav b'nei shem hayu. Ki avosav b'nei, by the way, there are three pshat in Lech Lecha. The tzivui of Lech Lecha, Me'atzcho, Me'malatzcho, and Beis Avicha, is Rashi's pshat is that he received it in Haran, because it says the Vayor Haran Vayesh Hashem. So we received it in Haran, so what does it mean Lech Lecha, Me'atzcho, Me'malatzcho, and Beis Avicha? So Rashi holds that the Eretz Malato is Ur Kasdan. So he says, be Misrachek further. The Ibn Ezra learns also that Ur Kasdan was Eretz Moladeto, and he received the Tzivu in Ur Kasdan. Okay? Those are two pshatim. But the Ramban learns completely different. Ramban learns that Eretz Moladeto was not Ur Kasdan, but it was really Choron, and he adduces many rayas. And this is where he starts. He says, I'm a varasach. I'm not going to know about Eretz Kasdan. Kevosav b'nei shem hayu. The Kasdan, b'chol eretz shino, aratzos b'nei chom. So he was from Shem. V'akosav amav v'yaged la'avram ha'ivri, lo ha'kasdi. So that was from Shem v'Aver. And what does the pasuk say? By Shem it says, avikol b'nei Aver. Avikol b'nei Aver. Achi yefes ha'gadol. So he was from Aver. And And Eva and Nahor is really Choron, because Choron is in the Eva and Nahor. Or Kastam is on the south. It's not, there's nothing to do with the Eva and Nahor. So you see from the Pasuk that the place for Avram and Terach was really not Ur Kasdan, but it was Choron. Okay. Umilas me'olam Torah. When it says, be'evra no yeshua secha me'olam, so it means, kimishom toldos of me'oz. That's where he always lived. Uksiv, the Pasuk says, v'akcha ha'savitam es'avram me'evra ha'no'ah. So you see... So you see that he was really in Eivor HaNor. Okay? That's against the Ibn Ezra that says that the Tzivu was in Ur Kasdan. So Mishra said, Vekrach Zvichem Esavram in Ur Kasdan. V'raya L'davar, he says, Ki Nochor B'choran Haya. And the proof is that Nochor lived in Choran. And that was his place, because when Avram sent Eliezer to look for Rivka, so it wasn't in Nachar, it wasn't Choron. V'imhoya makom Terach Ur Kasdan be'eretz Shinar, and if his birthplace was really in Ur Kasdan, that was really his place. V'akosav Sipur Kibitzesim Ur Kasdan lo'lokachoso. V'akosav Sipur Kibitzesim Ur Kasdan lo'lokachoso. Rak Avram beno v'lot ben Horam ben beno v'soy kaloso. Because the pasuk says that. Who did he take? The Yigach Terach is Avram Beno, the Lov Ben Horam Ben Beno, the Soi Kalaso, and King Ha Yenocha Nisha Beretz Kasdan. So if that's the case, Yenocha should remain there. It's Kasdan. So how could it be Yenocha or be Choron? Avo Be'emes, Eretz Moladatom Eretz Arami, Be'eva Hanar, Dehi Minachlas Avos of Me'olam, Ramon Pitzkin, that the real birthplace was really Choron. Okay, let's skip a little bit. The Kosman Aram Yancheni Boat Melamelachmod Mehare Kedem. So you see, Hare Kedem is Aram. Okay. Vinine Uva Vosov Min Aratzahim Olam. And then he goes into Kuta, where Kuta was. And in the end, he says he was Choker Vedorish. And they found that Kuta was in between, and it is. It's in between a big city between Choron and between Asher, between Ur Kasdan. But then he comes back to to the storyline. The Ine Terach Holid Banav Adolim Avram VeNachor BeEver HaNor Eretz Avosav. Terach really gave birth to Avram and Nachor, the older sons in Eiver HaNor Eretz Avosav. V'holach lo'am Avram b'no el Eretz Kasdan. Interesting. And he went with Avram to Eretz Kasdan. V'shom nolad lo b'no ha'katan Haran. And there Haran was born. V'nishon nochor b'no be'eva anor. Nochor remained in the old birthplace. Be'ir Haran. Okay. And so the only one was Haran was born in Ur Kasdan. The Zetam Beretz Moladato Ur Kasdan. Okay, and that's why it says Bayom Asaron Al Pnei Terach Aviv Beretz Moladato, in the place where he was born, Ur Kasdan, because he was the youngest. So when they traveled, they originated really in Haran. And Avram and Nachor were born in Haran. When Avram decided to leave to go to Ur Kasdan, Terach went with him. And Nachor remained in Choron. Okay, so that was he stayed in the original place, and then he had another child, Terach, which was Haran, that was born in Ur Kasdan. Okay, and that's why it says Ayom Asaron Al Pnei Terach of the Eretz Moladato Ur Kasdan, Kishon Moladato Shel Haran Levado, because that was really Haran's birthplace alone. It wasn't the birthplace of the family. Okay, and this, so that's the way the Ramban shows the picture. I mean, and if you think of what he says, he has solid rias what he's saying. V'ayinu mekubal azeh nimtza gamkin b'sefer kadmoni hagoyim k'mo shekosav harav b'mara nevuchim. Rambam the Mara Nevuchim quotes the Nabataeans, and in their writings they corroborate this. Ki yiskiru b'sefer avodas hayikarim, the book on agriculture, Hamitzrim. Ki Avram Ashanolad Bekuta, Kol HaKaldas HaHamon Shehayu Ovdim HaShemesh. He was born in Kuta. I guess they assumed he was born in Kuta, but Kuta was really on the way. He came from Kuta because he stayed there for a while. V'nasan HaMelech HaSo B'Veis HaSora, and the king put him in jail. V'oya Imoim B'Tel Chochos Yomim Rabim Sham. And he was there under criticism for many days. In other words, the king was condemned him. Acha kach pochar hamelach sheyashchis olav arzo v'yoser b'nei odam me'emunosam. Then the king was afraid that Avram is going to take people away from their religion. The gerish oso el kitzei eretz Canaan. Acha shalokach kolhono. And he chased him out to Canaan after he took all his money. Now the inel kolponim b'makom ahu beretz kazdin nasa neis lavrom avinu oneis nista. At any rate, and neis happened to Avram Avinu. Oneis nista, either some kind of a neis nista where he was saved. Shenasam b'leiv oso hamelach latzilo v'shelo yamisenu. That God made the king's emotions change so that he shouldn't kill him. Somehow or other he was in a good mood, and that was Hashgacha, and he told him to go. He's not sure, apparently. He's not sure whether it's like the Chazal or whether it was some kind of an ace. Like the Rambam says the same thing. The Nasa Lones. Okay. There's a question whether the Kivshon Ha'esh is really what Chazal is saying is literal or it's not literal. Val Yifata Oscho Rabbi Avram B'Kush Yosef. And don't let Rabbi Avram, the Ibn Ezra, seduce you with his kashes. Sha'omer Shalo Sipra Kosev Zeh Apela. Because it says, if that's really the case, how come the Pasuk doesn't really mention this Pela and this Nes? Because later I'll give you a reason for this and all similar things. What he's referring to here is by Yochevich and Oldo Ben Achamos. So the Ibn Ezra asked the same question over there. And he says, if you're going to say she was 130 years old, she was born because she was born Ben Achamos, it comes out that she was 130 years old. Later, when she gave birth to Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's a bigger nace than what happened to Sarah Imenu. And the Torah is astounded. It's a Pella. The Torah describes the nace, Bas Tishim Shana. So why didn't the Torah mention this nace? 130 is a bigger nace. So Ramban gives a beautiful answer there, by the way. Ramban is... it's in Vayigash, and Vav Tesvav. Okay. And Bang is a beautiful answer. He says like this. Let's quote the answer. He says like this. It's short. He says, he quotes the Ibn Ezra's question. That should be a big an ace. Vamak is that Taiman Kain Lamalo Hiskar Kosova Pelashanasa Ima Shalida Moshe, Vibas Meir Shloshim Shana, 130 Mosh gave birth to Moshe. Valomo Hiskar Divari Dvar Sorosh Sebastian. Okay. And then he's angry at the Pythonim because they put it in the piyut. Okay, at any rate. So he says like this. Says, Ki anisim anasim, the Ramban answers, Ki anisim anasim aydei novi, she yisnabe came at tchila, o malach nigla, the malachus Hashem, yaskire makosav, v'anasim me'elehen la'azo tzadik o la'achris rasha lo yaskiro batorah b'nevim. Ramban says, that the nisim in the Torah that are mentioned are only the ones that a Novi, who is Misnabe, Mitchila, forecasts the Nais, then the Torah mentions the Nais. And it mentions that the Novi forecasted. But nisim anasim eileim la'azar tzaddik. Nisim that happen just to help to assist the tzaddik. Private ashgacha. Alachris rasha lo yaskir b'tarah. Tarah doesn't mention it. What's the reason? The reason is because the Torah mentions the Nes in order to show the institution of Nevuah as Emes. So that can only be demonstrated when the Navi predicts the Nes and the Nes occurs. So then it shows Nevuah. But just the strange things that, strange thing that happens, the Torah doesn't mention, because there are many things and people could say it's this, that, and it doesn't prove Nevuah. Just as a, just an anomaly. So an anomaly, people could talk away. So the Torah doesn't mention anomalies. But the Torah mentions things which prove Nevuah. So if the Navi is Mazir, the Navi forecasts the Nes, and then the Nes happens, so that the Torah mentions. That's the Ramban's answer. So the Kishon HaEish was simply a Nes Nistar. It was a Nes Nasam Eileim Lazar Tzadik. So that's why it doesn't mention the Nes of Kishon HaEish. But the Torah doesn't mention all the Nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for a tzaddik through Ashgacha. The Torah only mentions the Nisim that demonstrate Nevuah. That's Ramban's answer. Okay. So now he says like this. That's Agav Orcha. He says, but Agav Lagoyim Ahim, the Nabataean culturists, they didn't mention in their Sefer this any Nes. The Fishim Chokum Al Daito, because they didn't like him. Vayachoshim Benisa, Shum Isaac Shofim. They said it's some kind of Isaac Shofim. King Moshe Rabbeinu, and Amitzim, the Tchilas Masov. It's not a real Nes, it's just Isaac Shofim, it's a phony thing, and therefore they rejected it. Interesting, you see that they, even though they embraced Kishuf, but they recognized in Kishuf some kind of trickery. So whenever they wanted to discount something, so they said it's trickery. It's Kishuf. Separate story. But anyways. Kashen is borrowed different Moshe Rabbeinu himself. Is that Shema Kosov and Yer Shema Shetz? Okay. So he says like this. So he says the only way that the Torah could have, the Torah would have wanted to mention the Nes, so would have had to mention like it mentions Moshe Rabbeinu, that the Nisim he did and the Cholkim Alav. So he'd have to mention over here also the. That there was all machlokes, and lo nisbar devar Avraham Moyam, kashen nisbar devar Moshe Rabbeinu b'sof. The Torah didn't go into the whole argument between Avraham Avinu, but Moshe Rabbeinu has to go ahead and go into it because it's Yetzias Mitzrayim. But over here, the Torah didn't go into the whole thing, so therefore it didn't go into the Nes. It doesn't mention the Nes. It seems giving another answer, another reason over here why it doesn't mention the Nes. But anyways, we'll come back to that because it comes back to that idea. Now he says like this, Vizeu Shama Kosam Ani Rashim another Raya, Ani Rashim Asheritse Sicha Meur Kasnim, Losas Lachoas Artzos Lurishta. The Torah says that God said, Ani Hashem, that took you out of Ur Kasnim, Losas Lachoas Artzos Lurishta, to give you this land to inherit. Kimila Sotse Sicha, Tumod Al Talamed Al Nes, Asheritse Sicha, he took him out from the danger. Because that's the Vo'ekach Hasavichem Es Avram Me'ever HaNohar. That's Lekicha. That's a different concept. That's where he's mandated and instructed. But over here, Sheret Seisicha Me'er Kastin, not Hashem Lekachticha, because the mandate of Lech Lecha didn't come in Or Kastin. He just saved him from Or Kastin. Avalom HaTzeisicha Shel Hotzi Mazge Osir. They took him out from a totally trapped, locked-up position. Gemara says, "Sichem Eretz Yisrael." The Klaus was locked up in Eretz Yisrael. V'ma losis l'chosar zos l'rishto k'me eso tzio so meur kastim hoya rotsim l'fon of Yisrael ashi yigad lenu v'yitin lo es ha'oretz ahi. So it seems what Ramban says that he was zocha. Interesting that he was zocha for everything because of what he did. His doings in Or Kasdim. that he went and Vayikra, and he was covered b'shem Hashem. He did avodas Hashem, and his life became in jeopardy, and he had to escape. But the workings, his workings, the things that he did, Nur Kasdan, are what was responsible for him being Zocha, she got Leno, the Itanos, Aratzahi. That was where the Schus came from. But that wasn't where the mandate came from. Now he goes on, he says, like, and it's beautiful where the Ramban puts the whole thing together. The Terach Oviv of Avram, Hoya Beliba Menayom Ahu, Shenitzel, and Terach, his father, and Avram, what they thought from the day that he was saved, Sheyelchu al Eretz Canaan. They really wanted to go to Eretz Canaan, Lesrachek me Eretz Kasdan, to distance themselves from Eretz Kasdan. Interesting is that Terach here had a change of heart, because first he really complained to Nimrod to have his son killed. Like the Rav said, he was a sick father. So he was a father that hated his son, was jealous of his son, hated his son. But it seems, in spite of that, once he saw that his son was saved and he lost Haran, so then he changed. He became more normal. And and his etzah was to get out of there. L'shrachek me'aretz Kasdan is a dangerous place, mipachad ha'melach. Ki Haran korov lahem. So he wanted to go to Eretz Canaan and not to Haran, because Haran was very close to them. V'am echad v'sof achas l'kulam. And it was one nation and one language. Ki loshen aramis l'shneim. So he felt that he couldn't go back to Haran. The Ramban is mentioning Haran because that was really their birthplace. So they should have gone there. But why did they want to go to Canaan? Because they felt they wouldn't be safe in Haran. To a place where there was a different culture, the same culture, so Nimrod can come and influence them to kill Avram again, to try to kill him. So they didn't feel safe. So they felt they have to go all the way to Canaan, to a place where they don't know the language, so the king wouldn't have any influence. That's why they had in mind to go to Arza Canaan. Vayavoat Haran. And they went to Haran, Ashashon, Mishpachoseim, their families were there, Vavoseim, and their forefathers, Me'olam, the Yoshu B'neim. Okay. Then he says, V'nesafu Sham Yomim Rabbim. And they stayed there many days. Okay. The Sham Nitzav Avram, Lasos Masha'ola Badato. And then he received the Tzivui, to do Mashallah Badato Lalechas Arta Canaan, to go to the land of Canaan. And like he wanted to at first. The Ozaves Oviv, but we'll have to go through this. We have to understand what happened there. Okay, for Ozaves Oviv. And he left his father, Ben, his father, Meshem Bacharan Arta, and he died in Haran. V'hu Allah in Ishto V'lot Ben Ochev Arta Canaan. Interesting, very interesting point over here. That he went with his wife and with Lot Ben Ochev. Okay. V'zeo shamar kosev v'ekechas avichem es Avram me'evar anor. He took him me'evar anor, which was Haran is on Evar anor, the other side of Euphrates. V'olechaso b'chol eretz Canaan. Ki be'evar anor nistava b'zeo. V'misham lakho v'olicho b'chol eretz Canaan. And there, from there he took him and he took him around all the land of eretz Canaan. Okay. That's basically the Ramban's, the way the Ramban puts it together. Of course, there's a couple of questions, but some interesting things that it explains why did Terach remain in Haran? Because he wasn't really part, he wasn't interested in the Tzivui. Lot, it seems, was interested in going with Avram and following the Tzivui. So Lot was somewhat of a tzaddik, but Terach decided he's not interested in that. So even though he came back to normalcy with regard to Avram, but because he saw what happened to Avram and he saw what happened to Haran, so his fatherly feelings were reestablished. But insofar as the Emuna was concerned, insofar as following the Tzivui Hashem to go to Eretz Canaan, that he wasn't interested in, so he stayed there and he died there. Okay, but Lot apparently was interested. But, yeah. But yes, yeah, so the Ramban says that he was Zocha basically in Ur Kasdim, and then he went to Haran. Okay, he went to Haran. Now, of course, there's one question. What is Vinisakev Shom? I mean, why, if his original plan, apparently he had a change of heart. His original plan was to escape as far as he could, to run away to Canaan. So you're trying to escape for your life. You don't stay there, yum and robin, in midway and change your plan. So apparently there was a change of plan there, and for some reason. Okay. That's basically the information, the basic information of the Ramban that we have to have. But the way he puts it together, I mean, it's really, with the Rias and the Psukim, is unbelievable. Unbelievable. Okay. Now, let's take the Ramban that I wanted to take originally with this information from the previous Ramban, which is based on, and I think from here we can see how the Ramban basically opens up the whole Lech Lecha in a really remarkable way. Okay. So the Pasuk is Ve'yei Bracha. That's the Pasuk. Lech Lecha me'atzum lechum le'tzavicha. Okay. So the Ramban says, "Vayei bracha, ata tiyah bracha, asher yizbarchu bacha lemar, yisimcha l'kim k'Avram." So you will be the bracha that people will say, "Yisimcha l'kim k'Avram," because Avram is such a great person. Okay. What's the importance of that? We'll see. I mean, what does Avram need that for? We'll see. V'osif od ki kol mishpachos ha'adama yizbarchu bo, lo anshe arzo bovad. And the nivruchu v'cha kol mishpachos ha'adama is an additional thing. That not just the anshe arzo will do ve'ye bracha, which will say simcha v'kim k'avram, but even kol mishpachos ha'adama. So of course the question is that why couldn't the pasuk say it in one fell swoop that why does it have to say ve'ye bracha first on anshe arzo bovad, and then it adds that not only anshe arzo bovad but really kol mishpachos adama. All right, why couldn't it just say kol mishpachos adama and include anshe arzo? Of course. Okay, that's a question. Let's remember that question. Or he gives a different shot. The nivruchu v'cha sheyiyu mevurachim ba'avuro. That they should be blessed, they will be blessed, because of him. Okay. So we'll come back to that also. Because I think you can't understand the first part of Ramban without the next part. Now the Ramban raises a question that only the Ramban would raise. He says like this, V'hine zosa parsha lo be'er akol enyan. He says, this parsha is strange, because it wasn't mevar the enyan. Ki ma tam sheyom alo HaKadosh Baruch Hu azov arzacha, leave your land. Why should God say to him, leave your land, ve'tiv oimach, and I'll do good with you. Tov ha'shlo ho'isa kamo ba'olam, an unbelievable good, never happened before in the world. That the person should avorchem vorchecho makalelcho or v'nivruchu v'cha kol mishpachos adama. I mean, why? Because he leaves his land. Nibli sheyadim shehoya Avram oved elokim otzadik tamim. The pasuk doesn't mention anything about why Hashem should do that for this person. Whether it doesn't mention he's a tzadik, he's oved elokim, nothing. Or the Torah should say that somehow or other that leaving this land will become Karav Lashem and will serve Hashem there and then will deserve it. No. The Torah just says just for leaving the land, he's going to make him great. What kind of a is that? The Torah always gives a schar for a schar mitzvah. So not just I'm going to make you great, but it's halach lefanei ve'yesomim v'sishma b'koli ve'tiv imach. That if you listen to God's ideas, God's mitzvahs, then Beitivoimach. Kasher Bedovid Ubishlomo, Ukinyan Torah Kula, and Bukhose Telechum, Shemalatish Mukolashim Lekeha. Uvi Yitzchakum Bavur Avram Avdi, Avalav Ticho Bavur Yitzias Art, Ein Batam. Amazing kasher. Like it's an open kasher that nobody really addresses. That the whole parsha is strange. And here you have a case in the Torah where God rewards a person for just doing a simple thing, like leaving his land, which is not perfection and is not shlemus. I mean, just for leaving the land, okay, it's true, it's hard to leave your land. But because a person leaves his land, like the Ramban mentions before, ki why does it say, lech lecho me'atzcho me'maladcho me'beisavicho? Pretty much like Rashi. Ki yikshel adam lazov arzo. That's Ramban before, in the end of Pasuk Aleph. His friends, Reyov, people that love him, it's his birthplace, that adds to the picture. He feels at home there, he feels comfortable, it's his place. And even more when he has his father's house is there, so he's rooted there emotionally. That's true. That's true. It's a hard thing, but apparently Ramban feels that that's not a reason. That's not enough to give a person such a schar that there was never was such a thing happened in the world before just because he did a hard thing of leaving his country and leaving his birthplace and his father's house. I mean, that's an impossibility. In other words, we know from Chazal, like the Ramban mentioned before, his throne in Kifshanei, he was Kor B'Shem Hashem in Ur Kazdim, and he broke the Tzlamim and all those things. But the Ramban holds that that's Medrash. And the Torah, by omitting that Avram was a tzaddik, is conveying a false idea about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because it's conveying an idea that God rewards a person for doing something that is difficult but is not worthy of the reward. So these psukim in the Torah are distorting the whole concept of what real godless adam is and the schar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows upon a person who rises to that level. It's a complete distortion. That's why the Ramban is disturbed. Not because he doesn't accept the Midrashim. He accepts the Midrashim before. He mentions the Midrashim. But Medrash is Medrash, but the Pasuk is something else. The Pasuk has to always show what Schar is, what Mitzvah is, and what Schar is, and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu works. That has to be open in the Pasuk. The Pesukim can't rely on a Medrash and give a distorted view of Schar, of Schar Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the nature of that Schar, and what warrants that Schar. That the Pasuk can't do. That's why the Ramban raises this question. Powerful question. It's a question that, I mean, it's like an eye-opener, the question, because it's a question that you just slips by and you just don't think about it. But the Ramban picked it up. And it's a powerful question. Okay. That's really the opener to the whole Lech Lecha. The difficulty, I mean, the kasha is the most important thing because it opens up the door to the whole parsha. Now the Ramban goes to answer the question. He says like this. He says, Aval Atam, the real reason is like this. Nitnesha Osu Anshe Ur Kazdim Imo Ros Rabos. Because the people in Ur Kazdim did terrible things to him, a lot of bad things. Ros Rabos, Alamunoso Bakarish Baruch Hu, because his belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hu Borach Mehem Lalechas Arza Kanaan, and he ran away from them to go to the land of Canaan. V'nis Akev Bacharan, again, V'nis Akev Bacharan. Amalo, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Lazov Gamelu, to leave also these, he means Charan, the people in Charan, V'lasos, leave the people in Charan. The lasos kasha chashav mitchila sheti avodosolo, to do like his original plan, to serve Hashem. Ukriyas mnei odim l'shem Hashem beresan avcheres. But this time it should be beresan avcheres. But he should do like he originally wanted, to be kari b'shem Hashem, as he did in Ur Kazdim. V'shom yigdal shemo, And there, Yigadel Shemo, and there his name will become, he's going to make his name great. He's Baruch Hu Baruch Goyim Ha'im. And these nations will be Mizbarach with him. They'll say, like Ramban says before, that Yisim Cholakim Kavram. Lo Kasher also in Obor Kastam. Not like they did to him in Or Kastam. Shayim Levazin and Makalan also. Besomo also Babor or Bekishan Aish. Okay? Not like it's not going to be like it was before in Or Kastam. That they embarrassed him, degraded him, cursed him, and put him in the bor, or Kishon Aish, whatever it was. I mean, some kind of a dangerous place where he was supposed to die, and he was saved by the Nes. V'amalo sheyavorech mavorechov, v'im yochid mekalalo yuhar. And if a yochid is mekalal, then he will be cursed. So that will prevent the fact that those who bless him will be blessed and the ones that curse him will be cursed, so that will be a protection for him. The Zatama Parsha. That's the real reason of the Parsha. Okay. So there's one question here. But let's first finish Ramban. Avalatora lo tirtza laharich bideos ovde avodazara. The Torah doesn't want to expand on the ideas of the ovde avodazara. Well, the Farei Sha'inin, and to explain the area or the conversations shehoya beino veina kasdim b'amuna, the arguments that there was between the kasdim and between Avraham Avinu with regard to the true emuna. Kasher kotzer binyan dor enosh. Torah doesn't say anything about Dor Enosh, what their ideas were. Torah is not interested in being marich in the false ideas of the Kasdim, of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. It's interesting. That's not the Derech HaTorah. To present their ideas and to go into arguments, what Avram's arguments were against them, and to present their ideas, that's not the Derech HaTorah. Not the Derech HaTorah Shebuchzav. Okay. Okay, we can understand that. But the question on the Ramban is on the surface. Superficially, the question is, so how does he really answer his original question? Lech lecha me'atzcha me'malatzcha me'beis avicha. And why? But it doesn't mention that he was a tzaddik. It doesn't mention anything about his godless. And why he deserves to have these nisim, I mean hashgacha, being done for him. Moreover, what's strange is the Ramban says the Torah doesn't want to mention what happened to him in Or Kasdim and his arguments over there. But he wasn't in Or Kasdim at the time. Avraham Avinu went to Or Kasdim first. His Kareb Hashem Hashem. Then he went to Haran. So he was in Haran for a while. Okay, so now there's no need, if Hashem is going to give him a tzivui to go and don't worry, he doesn't have to go back to what happened in Or Kasdim, that's history. He's now in Haran, and he's teaching Torah there, v'sanefesh also b'Haran, and they're not harming him. So what does he have to tell him? Don't worry about what happened in Or Kasdim, and the Torah doesn't explain it, because Torah doesn't want to go into the other polemics and the arguments. I mean, right now he's in Haran. It's an interesting thing in the Ramban. I mean, at first you just run through the Ramban. But if you think into what the Ramban is saying, I think that what emerges is a very interesting thing about Avraham Avinu. And that is that apparently Avraham Avinu, and it explains also why the Nisakev B'Haran. And it tells you something about Avraham Avinu himself. It's very interesting. Apparently, Avraham Avinu had two forms of being Korei B'Shem Hashem. You see? One form was the form he used in Haran. And that was a quieter form. Over there, that was Eretz Malato, because the proof is, you see, the people there loved him. That was Eretz Malato. And that's why it was Nisakev Hashem, like the Ramban says before. Nisham Oavov, Reyov. Of course, it's very hard for a person to leave the place where he has his people that love him and his friends. The Kol Shin Kishuaretz Molanat Hashem Nolad. Now, if people hate you there, so then you don't have this problem. So apparently, Avram in Haran, he had friends in Reyim, and it wasn't like the experience in Ur Kasdim. But why? You see? That apparently, he had two different approaches. You see, the approach in Haran was a different kind of approach. It was a quieter approach. And there was one where he was accepted among, it was an acceptable approach, and that's an nefesh yasa b'charan. I mean, most interpret that he did change people in Haran, that that's what it means. I don't think Ramban disagrees. Uncle is all that way. So, but the thing was, the program in Haran was a different kind of a program. It wasn't a program where he came out strongly with a whole new system of ideas and forcefully and to refute the Avodah Zorah there. But what he did there was a different kind of approach. It was an approach that was a peaceful approach. He didn't really come out strongly in opposition. But he showed his ideas, and they knew his Amuna, and they respected him, and they loved him, and he had many friends there. Why did he leave Haran to go? See, that also you have to be explained according to the Ramban. Why did he leave Haran to go to Ur Kasdim? You see, he left with his father to go to Ur Kasdim. Because over there was a different plan, that to dramatically change the scene and to come into a city as a person that wasn't known before, with a whole new set of ideas, and to ridicule and critique the existing religion and to prove the true religion of God. You see? But that required a person that came from another place, not from his own hometown, where he was raised and where he had his friends and everybody knew him. There you can't accomplish such a thing. But to go to a new place and a newcomer that has a completely different effect. So when he went to Ur Kasdim, to the big city of Ur Kasdim, he approached it with a completely different plan. You see, a completely different plan. That was the plan of Likro B'Shem Hashem. To go to a new place, dramatically make a dramatic entrance. Here is a new person, a new personality with new ideas, revolutionary ideas. And he's ready to challenge the existing religion of the state. You see, that was Avraham Avinu's approach, and that's why he went to Ur Kasdim. Apparently, Terach went also with him, because Terach apparently thought that his son will become a famous person. What exactly he thought is well, for maybe other reasons, I don't know exactly. But whatever happened, he had a change of heart when he started to see that Avram was in trouble and he wasn't accepted. And then he joined the Melech and he complained to the Melech and he joined the Melech to show that he's not on the side of his son. On the contrary, he's ready to give his son over to be killed. So, but originally, apparently, whatever was in mind is hard to put together, but apparently he was with Avram and he thought, okay, fine, I have a son that's a famous son and he might as well take advantage of it. But it didn't work out that way. But it didn't work out. Or else he went for another reason. It's hard to really say why Terach went. But so let's just leave that open. Whatever he had in his mind, we don't know. But Avram, we know. Avram went for that reason. And then when he went back, when he wanted to escape, so originally he thought he has to escape all the way to Canaan, because he saw the wrath of the Melech and the wrath of the population against him, which he really originally never expected. Was completely unexpected on Avraham Avinu's part. See, it shows you an interesting thing about Avraham Avinu, that he knew Likro B'Shem Hashem, he knew that it would have a dramatic effect. That much he knew. But he did not know and did not expect the response of the people, because he wouldn't have put his life in danger. He wouldn't have put his life in danger, because you see that after that he left and he wanted to run away to Canaan to be as far as possible from chances of him getting killed. So he was rational about it. He knew that to jeopardize his life, that's no etzah. I mean, look what Hashem and to be killed is, and there's no etzah. So he left and he wanted to go to Canaan. But you see, it's an interesting thing. With regard to the people, the knowledge of how the people would respond, that Avraham Avinu miscalculated. That he was wrong about. And it's interesting, really, the Ramban corroborates that. Because the Ramban says that on the Pasuk in Bereishis Yudbeis, Vayikach Terach, the Pasuk, Yikach Terach is Avraham Beno, Veslot Ben Horam Ben Beno, Vayetzu Itom Meur Kasdem. So take a look at the Lamed Aleph. It says, Bavur Ki Avram Nichbad Me Oviv, Vahochim Ba'atzoso, Uba'avur Yelcho. Because what does it mean, Vayetzu Itom Meur Kasdem? It says, Vayikach Terach is Avraham Beno, Veslot Ben Horam Ben Beno, which is Vayetzu Ito, with Terach. Okay? So, of course, it was Terach's idea. So, over here, the Ramban says, Ki Avram nichbad me'oviv ahochem batzoso u'ba'avuro yelcho. So it sounds like when you read the Ramban superficially that it was Avram Avinu's Eitzah. But it really wasn't his Eitzah. Because, as a matter of fact, when the Ramban in Pasuk Aleph in Lech Lecha, I mean, all these Rambans all go together. Ramban take a look at Pasuk Aleph and Lachot. So Ramban's like this. V'Rabbi Avram Pirish, and that's one of the three pshatim, on the Pasuk Me'atzcho, on the words of the Pasuk Me'atzcho, Mimaladetcho. So it says, Rabbi Avram Pirish, Ukvar Omar Hashem al Avram, Lech Lecho Me'atzcho, Ki Adibur Azeh Hoya Ba'odenu Bor Kasdim. Because Rabbi Avram, Rabbi Yibin Ezra is learning that he received the Tzivu Yunor Kasdim. Because that was Eretz Malada, and that was the Eretz Malada'tam. Vishom Tzivo Lazov Arzo Moladeto Beis Oviv Asher Shom. So that's against the Ramban, because the Ramban is insisting that the Eretz Moladeto is Charan, like we said. So the Ramban disproves the Ibn Ezra. He says, Neinenu Nochon. Why? Ki Im Hoya Kein, because if that were the case, Hoya Avram Iker Anasiya Mi Beis Oviv the Mitzvah Solikim. Because then the Iker Anasiya would have been Avram, the Mitzvah Solakim, Lech Lechoi would have received that in Or Kasdan. The Terach Aviv Beratzon Nafsho Halachimo. And Terach really would have gone just alone because he wanted to go. Vakosav Amar Vayikach Terach as Avram Beno. Yora ki Avram Achrei Ovivu Ba'atzoso Yotzam Or Kasdan. Vayikach Terach, so it was really Terach's idea. Lalechas Aratzor Kenan. You see? So that's what a Ramban learns. That then he goes on. Again, he brings right. Okay, and then he brings another interesting and nice right. He went to Nochor. And Cain he arzo umoladato. Vishom nemar in lo beis ovi telech vel mishpachti. Kishom beis ovi vel mishpachto sheimoladato. Another beautiful raya. I mean, open from the pasuk. Lo kasher shnabesh Rabbi Avram lama al arzi yischoron umoladati zor kazdim. Because he wants to split it up, the Ibn Ezra. Hakim al arzi umoladati telech arzi yischoron umoladati zor kazdim. He says that's not possible. The Omar Khan, the very same Ibn Ezra is the one that's saying over here, Ki Bu'ur Kazdin Nemerlo Lech Lecho Me'atzecho Mi Moladet Techo Mi Beis Avicho. So Moladeto is Atzecho, Lech Lecho Me'atzecho is Ur Kazdin. And over there it says Arzi is Chon. V'hinei Lo Arotos HaRabos comes up, there's many Arotos. So Avalika Kasha Yadnata. I was saying Maksha Kasavna Basesh Lifnesha. So that's why after critiquing the Ibn Ezra again, I mean more precisely, so Kharan is Artsov Ashama Ladato Vyaratov Neil. Okay. So but at any rate you see from this Ramban over here that whose Eitzah was it? It was Terach's Eitzah. Interesting. So when it says before in the Ramban, Vayetzu ito meor kasdim, itom and not ito, Terach, and the Ramban says, Ki Avram nichmad me'ove v'ahochem v'atzaso b'avura, it doesn't mean it was really his Eitzah, that he originated, he was the originator of the Eitzah. It means that they saw Avram accepted the Eitzah, so therefore they were more influenced by Avram because they respected him more than Terach. But the real one that thought of the Eitzah was really Terach, not Avram. Okay, that's clear from this Ramban from the Ramban later. Ki Avram achrei oviv uba'atzaso yotza. I'm surprised in the bottom he quotes the tour that vayikach terach ki bavor she Avram machabed es oviv v'holach achrov omar vayikach terach. That's not correct. Because Ramban himself says later, not because he respected his father. When he respected his father, says he's going to listen to his Eitzah. I mean, if it's not a good Eitzah, you can't endanger his life. But it says, Ki Avram achrei oviv uba'atzaso yotza. It was really the Eitzah of Terach. But when the Ramban says over here, ha'ochem ba'atzaso, it doesn't mean that he was the originator of the Eitzah. It means you can have a person that originates an Eitzah. And then you have other people, important people, that follow it. So people are more influenced many times by the person that follows the Eitzah, endorses the Eitzah, than by the originator. The originator is a nobody. Maybe happened on a good idea, maybe happened on a bad idea. But if you see Chachamim are following it, then you're convinced that it's a good idea. That's the first Ramban. Hochem Batzoso. It doesn't mean that he was the originator of the Eitzah. It means he was the one that accepted the endorsed the. He was the endorser of the Eitzah. Okay? That answers the theory in the Ramban. But it also shows you an interesting thing. It shows you that when it came to Eitzah, Avram Avinu at that point listened to Terach. That Terach was the one. Because he recognized that insofar as evaluating the political situation, he was not really capable. He was very capable when he thought of Likra B'Shem Hashem and the effect that it would have of a dramatic entrance of a personality from another country with new ideas, and the impact that would have, that was correct. But insofar as safety was concerned, he listened to Terach because he saw that apparently was not his area. So when he went back, when you put the story together, what happened was when he went back to first they were going to go all the way to Canaan to escape. But when they came back to Haran and they saw that at that point Avraham Avinu didn't know what the people of he didn't trust exactly what the nature of the people's feelings in Haran were towards him. Because he saw that he wasn't able to analyze or to forecast what the people in Ur Kasdim were like. So originally he wanted to run to Eretz Canaan. But once he came to Haran and he saw that he was welcomed there, and there were Oavov, and there were Reov, and they still respected him, and they still had the same feelings for him that they always had. So then he felt secure, and it was Nisake Sham, and he stayed there. And he was Nisake Sham. And apparently what he would have done was, that would have been the end of his career, you see, that he would have stayed there and gave up on his plan, which was Likra B'Shem Hashem, the way he really wanted to in Ur Kasdim, because that plan failed, and he just escaped with his life. So first he thought he didn't trust his judgment, and he thought he's going to run all the way to Canaan, and apparently Terach also thought that way. But then when they came to Haran and they saw the support of the people, that the support was unfailing and was really as it always was, and they felt secure that no one's going to overturn that love and that support, and the Reus. So then they were Nisakev over there. They were Nisakev over there, and basically, like I say, if you read between the lines of Ramban, that would have been the end of Avraham Avinu's career. Wouldn't have heard about anything after that. That's where Lech Lecha comes in. You see, that's where Lech Lecha comes in. That's what the Ramban is saying over here. That Avalatam, he says, Midnei she'onsu anshei ur kazdim imo ro'os rabos al amunoso bar kodesh baruch hu v'u borach mehem l'leches anto kenan v'nis akiv b'choron Omalo lazov gam elu v'lasos kasher choshav mitchila she'tia avodoso lo u'kriyas b'nei odom l'shem Hashem. And this time, Baraton of Cheres. Okay? V'shom yigadol shimovis baruch hu bar goyim mehem. So it comes out that Lech Lecha is really the tzivui of Lech Lecha was telling Avram, go back to your original mode of operation. Your original mode of operation, which was to enter a new land and to enter in a way where you're a new personality with new ideas and refute the ideas that are existing in the state. But this time HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, then I'll be with you, v'agav l'shemecha, and you'll have the hashgacha, and you won't have to worry about what happened last time. You see, that's the answer to the question of why Ur Kasdim wasn't history when he was really not in Ur Kasdim, according to Rambam, but he was in Haran. Because in Haran it was a different approach. In Haran it was a friendly approach. He didn't, Avraham Avinu, in Eretz Moladeto, he knew he couldn't have the effect. He knew in order to have the real effect of Likur B'Shem Hashem, he'd have to go to a different land, different place. It's interesting. And the Ramban corroborates this. Henoch mentioned this Ramban. He showed me this Ramban, and it's clear. The Ramban is the Likur B'Shem Hashem, Pasuk Ches. It says, the Ramban says like this, Ki Be'ur Kasdim, he says, Likur B'Shem Hashem, Pirushun Kul She'espal Hashem. Why? He doesn't mention Haran. You see, Yom Mitzchan. Because Haran really was a respite. And it would have been the end of the whole career of Avraham Avinu. And that's where Lech Lecha comes in. So according to the Ramban, Lech Lecha is not just a mandate, but Lech Lecha is really a tzivui to go back to your original plan of Likra B'Shem Hashem. But why doesn't the Torah, and this time it's not going to happen to you like it happened in Ur Kasdim. But why doesn't the Torah mention what happened in Ur Kasdim? Because after Ramban says the Torah doesn't want to get involved. But in the Tzivui is implicit that he was a Korib, and when you read the Parsha, he was a Korib Hashem Hashem. So in the implicit Tzivui is the Schar, because the Tzivui is based on the fact that he's a Korib Hashem Hashem. And the haftacha of the tzivui is that this time it's not going to be the same as last time. That's implicit in the tzivui. So Lech Lecha, that's how the parsha of Lech Lecha really opens up, with the tzivui which is based, and that's why the Torah is not giving a false idea about the schar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows on a person because of some simple task, rather because of a difficult, great task that he was involved in, which was his original task that he did in Ur Kasdim, and now implicitly by saying I'll protect you, is manifest that there was a place before where he ran into trouble, and that was in Ur Kasdim, and that's Vayikach Tarachas Avram Beno. So Terach really had to save him. And you see, interestingly enough also, that the Tzivui really was Avram was concerned when he went down to Mitzrayim. He was concerned over there too, that about Sarah, and rightfully so. But interestingly enough, also is this explains something else. That later, when Avram went down to Eretz Plishtim, so over there, he was afraid. He was afraid by Avimelech. So, and the Ramban says, Lo yezekim ob Mitzrayim. It's in Chaf Beis. Kisham b'vah Mitzrayim of a year mitzmes aisha ki yot v'iva helu aso asorim. B'vamelech ki anshe zimayim. Avol melech hazeh tam v'yashar. Gam anashiv tovim. Rak avram choshed osam. V'hoya omer l'kol achosihi. So you see that he was suspicious, Avram, that he suspected them. There's another Rai. I think Henoch mentioned the Rai from that he was worried when he came to Mitzrayim. But Mitzrayim, there was really reason to be worried. But over here, you see, he had no reason to be worried, the Ramban seems to say. So you see, apparently Avram didn't trust his judgment of the response of people. It's an interesting thing. That he wasn't, he was wary of his own assessment of the response of people. That was something that he was always wary of. But over here, why didn't the Avtacha help him? God told him, I'll protect you, so why didn't it protect him? So apparently, and Mitzrayim also. And interestingly, the Ramban mentions by Mitzrayim, Ramban, I told you, Ramosha didn't like too much, that Vahirav Boretz, there the Ramban says that Avram Avinu Chotachet Gadol, that, yeah, where is that Ramban? So Moshe really did not accept this Ramban, because where do you see that? I mean, it was a big danger, and you see it was a rational thing to do, because he was afraid of the Rav. Where do you see that there was a chait? No one mentions a chait. But anyways, if you look at the Ramban, he says, V'hoyelo l'vtoch b'shem sheyatzlo soves ishto, in Eretz Yisrael. And he should have stayed there. The Ace Kola Shalo, Kieshbala Kim Koch Lazo Lahatsu, Gamitsi Yasum in Arch and Stava Lebatchila, you'd see it from the Arch, and he was in Stava to go to Eretz Yisrael, Ne'arov Avon Asher Chota, and Kiyola Kim Barov Yvdeno, Mimavis, okay. Valamaita Zer, Nigzar Al Zaro Lagolas, Sonaman concludes. The Barrett's Messiah Biapar, okay. But it's a difficult shot, very difficult shot. But at any rate, you don't see the Ramban doesn't say, because he had the Avtoch of Lech Lecha Me'atzchom and Lavchom Beis Avicha. He doesn't mention that over here. You see, why doesn't he mention that? He just says it should have been Batech Hashem, because Hashem has the power to be matzal. But he doesn't say, because of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him specific Avtochos in Eretz Yisrael. So he should have felt secure. But the answer is really the same answer as to why when he went to Avimelech, it was Choshed Avimelech, and he didn't rely on the Avtachos. Because the Avtachos were like the Ramban said. They were very singular and very distinct and very specific. The Avtacha was that his Kriya B'Shem Hashem is not going to result in harm like it did in Ur Kasdan. Okay? That's what the Avtacha was. But it wasn't Avtacha, nothing bad is going to happen. So he couldn't put his life in danger and rely on Avtacha. That would be Masakin of Atzma. So the Avtacha was like the Ramban says, a specific Avtacha to go back to your original format and your original plan. And this time, the effect on the people is going to be different. The effect on the people was going to be different than it was before. But that was the exclusive haftacha, but that was limited. It was limited to his influence. In other words, don't be afraid to go back to the original plan of influence, which was a good plan, which was a correct plan. The only thing was the people's reaction was a problem. So leave Chan where you're not operating on that plan and go and start again, this time in Eretz Anivcheres, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to be the Eretz Avos, and this time it's going to be a different response on the part of the people. That was really the Tzivu Hashem of Lech Lecha Me'atzcha 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 Me'atzcha. Ramban really opens it up. And now let's just go back and finish off the beginning of Ramban. So we ask questions, so what does he need that for? But the answer is he needs that because that's precisely, like the Ramban explains, was what the opposite of what happened in Ur Kasdan. So that's why he told him that. That over here the response is going to be just the opposite. That you're going to become famous and well-liked and distinguished and people are going to respect you. The Hosef Ode called Hikol Mishpachos Adama Yisbarchu Bo. Lo anche arzo buvad. So the question we asked was, why didn't it include it all in one sentence? Leave out the ye bracha. Just say, lechem echem lechem beis avicha asher alarka, veschol v'gadol avorchem v'orchecho, v'nivruch v'chokom v'shkos adama. It's all inclusive. The answer is that there were two different messages. The ye bracha was really the main message. That the people, the response of the Anshei Haaretz is going to be different. That was the real message. That the response, and that was the real Haftacha. That don't worry about the response. It's not going to be like it was in Ur Kasdan. Then the Ode, that's what the Ramban says, V'Hosef Ode, Ki Kol Mishpachos Adama Yisbarach Bo. That's a separate Osafa. That besides that, the Kol Mishpachos Adama are going to also... You're going to have an effect on Kol Mishpachos Adama. But that wasn't the primary Haftacha. The primary concern was, what happened in Ur Kasdan. Because Ur Kasdan brought him to a complete halt. And it sent him back, and it sent him away first to run away to Canaan, but then on second thought he stayed in Haran. And he was happy there. But he wanted to conclude his whole mission. But so that's why the Ramban is very precise. That it was two different things. You couldn't include this in one statement. That wouldn't secure him. What secured him is Vaye Bracha in Anshe Arzo, the people of the land themselves, where the danger of the response was imminent. There, he said, people are going to say Simcha Lekim Kavram. That was the main concept. Then, besides that, that's what the Ramban says. Ode Hosef, Hosef Ode, Kol Mishpachos Adama Yisbarchu Lo Anshei Arzo Bovad. There's an extension on the bracha. So that's why the pasuk breaks it up into two separate components. It's very, very precise. And he says, Oh, V'nivruchu V'cha Sheyum V'rochem Ba'avuro. Or you could say another pshat, that V'nivruchu V'cha is referring really to the same people. Kol Mishpachos Adama means the people that, not others, but the Anshei Haaretz that he reaches. But it means that there'll be Mevurachim Ba'avuro. It means that it's not just that you're going to be a famous person who enters this on the stage with new ideas and a great thinker. And people will be proud of you and they'll recognize that you're a great individual, an innovator. But they will take what you say more than just a personality feature. You won't just be a personality, but they'll take your ideas seriously, and it'll result in them receiving bracha. So it's the Ramban says, or else the pshat is that Hashem told Avram the extent of what this new. And this new embarking will accomplish. What the extent of the accomplishment of this new mission will the extent of the influence of what he's about to do in his plan. plan, as he did, and being covered b'shem Hashem, what the extent will be. Not just that it will be secure, be a famous person, and they'll say Yisum Chalakim Kavron, it's very nice, but the ideas will be accepted as well, and it will affect the people. And that's the Ramban. That's the both Pshatim and the Ramban, both beautiful Pshatim. Okay, I think that basically concludes. I can't think of it. I'm just trying to think if there's anything else now. Yeah, just a second.
Alrighty. So I'm just having trouble understanding what his plan was. Once he, let's say, got burned in Nur Kazdim with, openly proclaiming B'Shem Hashem and so forth, what was the plan to go to a new country and start doing the same thing?
He wasn't going to do that. That's why it was Nisakiv B'Choron. Oh, yeah, there's one more thing I wanted to mention. Yeah, okay.
What?
Yeah, go ahead.
I thought the original plan was to go past Haran to Canaan.
That was the original plan. Because he was so frightened, he had so much fear that he thought that Haran is not distant enough. But then when he went to Haran and he didn't trust how the people would view him, when you leave a country, you don't know when you come back where the people are holding with you. Especially if you committed a terrible crime somewhere else, you don't know what the reaction is going to be. So therefore, but when he went there and he saw that they hadn't abandoned their love for him and their friendship and all the feelings of his hometown. I mean, when he saw that, so then he felt secure that the Melech is not going to be able to influence them, even though they're in the same culture. So he stayed there. He stayed there and enjoyed his birthplace.
So he's saying the original plan for Canaan was also a quiet plan.
The original plan, quiet?
In other words,
correct, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely, you're right. That's a good point. They're exactly right. The original plan for Canaan was really not to do what he did in Ur Kazdim. But the only thing was that he thought he changed his mind when he came to Haran and he saw the reception he got in Haran and he saw that nothing had changed in their feelings towards him from the time he left. So then he was Nisakeh Sham. But he was Nisakeh Sham, he would have stayed there. He would have remained there. If it weren't for the special avtacha that he should go back to his old plan, and this time it's going to be different. Be'eretz and Avcheres, it's going to be different there. Good point. Anybody else?
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Just returning to the original question, that the Pesukim seem to imply that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives a lot more tzachar to a person than he deserves.
Yes.
So are you answering that by saying that there's enough of a remez in the Pesukim to indicate that there's something deeper going on, that Avram had a whole plan?
There's enough. What he's saying is there's enough of a remez in the Pesukim from the Yikach Terechas Avram Beno, Vayetzu Tamayor Kazdim, and then if you read between the lines in Lech Lecha, that was a plain Likro B'Shem Hashem, then there's enough of a remez to show that the tzivur was to go back to the original plan, but it's not going to be, you won't have to run out like you ran out of Ur Kazdim. So then, of course, the Medrash can come in. Then you can have Medrashim explaining. But the Siglan HaPesukim are in line with that. What disturbed the Ramban was that without that understanding of Lech Lecha, the Pesukim are being more of something which are connected the whole concept of the Torah of Schar. So he says, but once you understand the nature of this Tzivui, which is to go back to your original Tzivui, your original idea and your own idea, and this time you won't have to run away, so then you see that he was really Kar B'Shem Hashem, and the whole concept was a concept of Schar because of what he did in Ur Kazdim. That's what the Ramban is saying. Ramban is saying if you put together the Tzivui properly, you can see from the Tzivui the implication. It's pointing to something. And the implication is this time it won't be like last time. So then already you see the greatness of the man, and you see that the Schar he received was really, like the Ramban said before, the Schar was because of Ur Kazdim. And that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu determined that he's going to be Avram Avinu and Eretz HaNevcheres and will be Morish the whole system to Bonov and Matan Torah and the whole system. Okay?
Rabbi?
Yes.
Back to the Ba'od in the second son in Nimrachu Vafah?
Yes.
So you're saying that he was telling him that the people would really receive his ideas?
Yes.
But wasn't that the whole point of the thing? How is that additional to Be'e
Well, you see, the a person has a tzivui, a person is suited to speak the truth. How the people receive it and to what extent, that's really not his concern. I mean, his concern is simply to speak the truth, unless he's in a sakana. But if he's not in sakana, so how the effect on the people is going to be is not really his concern. It'll affect one person, two people. As long as he was safe, he has a chiv to do it. But the nivruchu v'chor kol mishpachos adama, that they'll all not just recognize him as a famous personality, somebody that they idealize, but more than that, the ideas are going to affect them, and it's going to affect them to the point where their lives are changed, and there'll be a bracha. That is not something which is implicit in the first mandate, in the first sivui, in the first haftacha. And the first haftacha was, you'll be safe, you'll be famous, you'll be recognized, go. And he has a chiyuv to go. As long as that's the case, he has a chiyuv to be kareb b'shem Hashem. How many people he's going to influence, are going to affect, that's not his business. The Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have to tell him that. But here, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to tell him, to ensure him that it's going to be, he didn't have to give him that, but he wanted to ensure him, he wanted to give him the knowledge of the extent of what he's going to accomplish. But that wasn't necessary. Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did that, we can't know, but it's an additional feature. But it wasn't necessary. Wasn't necessary. He still would have had to go, and it would still be the correct thing to go. Just to speak the ideas. Because the ideas, a person never knows when he speaks the true ideas, how it's going to influence, who it's going to influence. The person doesn't know. If he has an opportunity to speak the true ideas, he has to do it. As long as it's not Masakin Atzmo. But it's really, the Ramban is an amazing Ramban. He puts together the whole career of Avraham Avinu and how it almost came to an end, and the Lech Lecha, the whole Lech Lecha has a whole different tzura to it. I mean, it's an amazing thing. You have to appreciate what the Ramban did here. Anybody else? Any other questions? I just wanted to add one thing over here. And maybe we'll leave for next time. All right, we'll stop here.